for Men with your host, Steve Nadine Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Now I'm to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. Oh, should have been justice joint. All right, man. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, gentlemen. Shout out to, wrong side. Shout out to the 185. That like the show. Welcome all you guys to the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. I am working on another erotic track. I should be done with that sometime tonight. So for all the ladies out there, that's going to be dropping. Especially, I want to say shout out to the ladies out there. You know who you are. What's up? Also, I want to shout out to my chat room dogs, man. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the guys that are listening, not only this right now, but the guys are going to be listening later on. And I just want to give a shout out to you guys out there. I just think that y'all guys need some help, and we got you, man. I appreciate all you guys, okay? So what I have for you guys, what we want to talk about before we get into it, guys, if you're following me, guys, please go and get your puzzle pieces. Go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set, start putting it together, and start preparing your beginning of being that man. Also, gentlemen, I ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your notebooks out. Go ahead and get your notebooks out. If you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If you have a text message, you're texting a woman, you're real close to getting some ass, and you feel like you fuck it up, put a T in there. If there's a woman saying something to you that's throwing you off, put a W in there, and I got you. Or if you want to stomp me, you can, because game is something that goes on even while I'm teaching you. So just want to give y'all guys a shout out. Today's show, I want to let y'all guys know today's show, we're talking about men being honest with women, okay? All right, especially honest with themselves, okay? All right, we're talking about criticism as a positive, accepting of what is without acceptance of change. Without that, change cannot be made, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. So, gentlemen, if y'all have questions, let me know, and we're going to chop it up with that. So let's get into it right now. See, one of the greatest, one of the biggest problems that guys happen is that it's hard to realize that you're an adult now and you still don't know how to navigate relationships. You're an adult now and you still cannot navigate yourself. You can find the erotic tracks. Just go to the Man Mindset. Someone could just post a link. Go to the Man Mindset, or somebody will post a link. I'm sure the Freelance Ronan posted if he's in here. But, yeah, one of you guys post the poetry link up, and you can get it, because we just dropped a brand new one a few days ago. But I'm going to drop a new one tonight. So I'm working on a new one. I'm trying to get that done tonight. Hopefully tonight we get that done and drop that one. Kind of in that kind of mood. But getting back to what I'm saying, it's hard to come to grips with that you're a grown-ass man and you don't have game and you don't know how to talk to women. You don't know what to say to women and you're not actually living the life that you're actually living, okay? So what we're going to be talking about is that. But as always, I got a question here. Let me go ahead and answer this question from OPO. So how would you tell a woman that you're interested in going on a date instead of doing the whole getting to know me phase? Well, here's the problem. The date is the getting to know you phase. But even though you set the date up on, let's say you meet a woman today. Okay. You just meet her today and you start talking on Monday and you want to set the date up for the following Friday or Saturday. If you do it right and you put your bid in the way you talk to her, you're not necessarily have to go on that date. Because if you're marinating her mind and if you are communicating with her to show her why she should be dealing with you, then a lot of women are not going to go on the date. I tell you, this is how it always happens. See, the beautiful thing about game that I'm showing you, young man, is that even if I set the date up on Monday with her, okay, all right, so I meet the woman, right, guys? So I meet the woman. So we're over here talking, chopping it up, and I'm ready to set the date up. So the first thing I got to ask myself, do I want to take her to Lake Spridge or Ass Cheeks? Do we want to go feed the ducks? Do I want to take her to the corner of her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air where we have coffee, tea, or ice cream? And now it's, you know, winter's almost over with. You know, we can't really go to the corner of your dick, my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth, and do cocoa, but we can do wine. So I've got to know where I want to take her, number one. But after I know where I'm going to take her and we go ahead and set that up, what happens after that point, OPO, is that I know I'm going to position myself to show her and bypass all the sparring, because the first date is actually a sparring thing where you're just exchanging information. But if I'm exchanging information with her, making her smile, making her laugh, making her blush, making her think, making her react, and how I am attacking the conversation, not the woman, gentlemen, but the conversation. Let me give you an example, OPO. Let me find that shit. I'm sorry, that's not it right there. I'm sorry, let me take that off. Wait, I'm sorry, guys. That's not the shit. How am I attacking? Okay, remember, I'm always attacking below. I'm always going, well, that's not the one. I'm always going below ground. I mean, I got the wrong one. I got y'all on the wrong shit. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta find the right one. Where is it at? Man, I got my flow. Here you go. So always remember, I know from the get-go she doesn't trust me. So if you are not working towards chiseling that trust down to get trust, then you're not going to go anywhere. But I'm going to get trust between Monday and Friday. But how I do it is how I communicate. See, number one, I'm not going to waste my time. But number two, I'm going to be flexible. I'm going to hit it from land, sea, air, and space. And if you're new, land is texting, sea is voicemail, space is video. So the way I'm going to talk to her is that, but also through the communication, also I'm going to position myself. I'm sorry, not the shower and the thing is at the point. I have the wine above my bed. I'll use that as a way to talk. And I also have this in my living room to position myself to push the conversation to more flirtatious banter than Q's and A's. So I just want, but that's how it goes. So the thing is that, so how do you, so So here's the thing. You don't know if she's interested because she doesn't trust you yet. But through the way you talk to her between the day before the date, is going to shift, because if you can get to flirting and having a little fun, that's going to shift the whole entire date. The date will no longer be about sparring. It'll be about hugs and kisses and stuff. But it's also what you do on the date as well. So that's just as important, OPO. Great question, guys. You got another question, go ahead and ask. I got the number to call in, gentlemen. Lines are open, 360. I'll bring you in 1 second, 360. Give me 1 second. How do I challenge her to bring more to the table? Okay, you never challenge her to bring more to the table. See, okay, this is what a lot of y'all service dwellers don't understand. You never challenge her to bring more to the table or force her to do something she doesn't want to do. Remember, she doesn't trust you. And because she doesn't trust you yet, she's not going to invest her body, her mind, her cooking skills, her cleaning skills, or anything in you if you are not the man to do that for. So you cannot challenge her to be more. You've got to challenge yourself to be a better man. And when you're talking to her, you're going to force her to be a better woman, okay? It doesn't work like that where you have no game and you don't know what you're doing, and then you expect a woman to do everything you want her to do when you can't even lead yourself, okay? So that's a great question, but it's very deep. Shout out to my dog, Miles Cunningham, man. Brother from another mother. Don't forget, guys, my dog, Miles Cunningham, and the rest of the fellas will be on live Sunday chopping up game. Shout out to my dog, Miles, in the motherfucking house. Let me bring in 360 real quick. 360, man, what's going on, brother? How can I help you? What's up?
What's good, Unc, man? It's me, Doc, man. I'm just chilling in the cut. With everything opening back up right now, I just want to – I don't know when the last time you touched base on this is. Y'all motherfuckers need to get your ass out and go to a poetry reading. It's just that simple. Go see it for yourself. Don't believe me.
No, no, that's phase one. They need to go see it first. Then they need to get their ass on that stage. Because
hey, what you going to go do looking at the fucking geese without wanting to get one? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
they don't understand the sexual it was in the air. They don't understand the women wearing the sexy dress. They are sexy.
Yo.
They're wearing the dogs.
Gunk, I ain't even playing. If they can't figure out that there is all type of bitches from all type of walks of life, from all type of everything.
Yes.
Within the first 5 minutes, what they doing? What they doing wasting their time?
Yeah.
That's all. So I'm just going to sit back in the cut, remind them motherfuckers to go out there and get their shit. Do their thing, keep it real, be themselves, and if they can't do it, get the fuck out of here, man.
All right, we appreciate you, 360, man. Stand up, baby. All right, thank you for the call, brother. Good shit, 360. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. If you got a question, please ask. We got you covered. Shout out to OPO. Appreciate the advice. We're listening to 2 weeks, doing my best to apply what you teach. Got a long way to go, but no, we got you. Just ask the questions, brother. That's what we hear. Respect to you. It's no dumb questions here. We want to make sure that we give you an advantage. But this is what part of the show is about today, is the disadvantage that a lot of guys are having. See, a lot of guys, because, and we're going to talk about the why. A lot of guys out here, because they lie to themselves, actually are living lies. But it gets a little bit deeper. It's not about telling the women the lies. It's not about the lies that they tell themselves. It's the lies that the mind tells them that forces them to lie to themselves. And that's how deep we're getting on that shit today. We're getting deep today. You see, gentlemen, the thing about your mind or him or whatever you want to call him or it, the guy that like says he loves you and cares about you but stabs you in the back, the thing about him is he's got one job and one goal only, and that is to fuck you over any way he can. So you do not grow when it comes to game. He will let you grow, like I've always told you, when it comes to driving and opening a door and getting some cereal, whatever, just you living your life, he'll let you feel free. And he gets your trust by showing you that he's with you 99% of the time. But what happens to a lot of guys who lie to themselves versus then lie to women, it all starts from how the mind puts lies in your head where you begin to lie about things, okay? Most of you guys don't understand is that your mind tries to be your best friend, gentlemen, okay? He tries to be your best friend. But what he's doing everything he can to destroy you from the inside out. Because the mind, gentlemen, this is why I tell you, you can't attack or defeat this. Because you have created this, you have loved this, and you have put this in, you have trusted it to a point where he's not going away. But I showed you how to get past it. But what I'm saying is the mind has many weapons to it. Lust, pride, envy, illusion, anger, lies. But the illusions that he shows you are the most powerful thing. It's the most powerful weapon because he gives you a false sense of reality to a point where you begin to lie to yourself and you begin to do things to yourself that slow you down. For so many of you guys out there, you want to learn game. You want to learn women. But then you're going across the street to that red pill shit. You're going across the street to guys telling you not to have sex with women. Stay away from women. You know, that's what men do. And y'all, and what does your voice tell you? To believe that shit. And focus on what those guys are saying. And focus on the problems. And focus on the blame. And focus on being a victim. And focus on making excuses. And focus on poor me. And focus on everything but you. Until you get to a point where you are in front of a woman. And because you have not learned how to navigate who you are and you are letting your mind lead you, the illusion comes in where the mind begins to tell you that you can actually read her mind. You become a bona fide mind reader. You have no game, but you can surely read her mind because as soon as you see her, oh, she is not going to like a guy like me. Women like that date guys who have nice cars, great bodies, and beautiful apartments because somebody across the street said that they mess with guys who like nice clothes, nice things, and apartments. And what is your mind doing? Your mind isn't stopping you. Your mind isn't saying that you need to run. Your mind is helping you agree with the lies to self-sabotage you, to force you to try to be something that you're not, knowing that the woman already knows what the fuck you are. Let me ask this question real quick. Is considering the settings or area in your before you put your bed in, considering the settings or the area you're in before putting your bid in and place of judgment. Yeah, if you're worried about your area, that's the sixth judgment. You're judging the world. That's a worldly judgment. So if you're saying my apartment or you're saying that, you know, this place I want to take her to is not to her standard or something, you're placing a judgment on that. Yes, absolutely. Let me check the phone lines while I'm chopping this up. All right, guys, let me bring you the next call in. I'm sorry. All right, 819, we got you in 1 second. Let me bring in our resident fucking druggie. 714, what's up, man? What you got real quick? What's up?
Hey, Steve, it's me out here in Palm Springs area. I wanted to say hi to you, and I wanted a couple things real quick. I wanted to say hi to you, hi to the surface dwellers. Also, guys, get the likes up for the algos. Also, I wanted to say two things real quickly. Don't forget tomorrow, 9:30. Steve and Coach EO is going to be on, I think, around 9:30 tomorrow, which is a great show. I'll be calling up again. Also,
he's on vacation. He's on vacation. He's gone for 3 days.
Oh, he's on vacation. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, but because I was just on his show, like, with this chick Candace. She's cool. Anyway, I wanted to just tell you guys that the only color pill you should be concerned about is no color pill. The only pill you concern yourself with is your own pill. You are your own drugs. Forget all this pill shit. That's a label. Fuck all that shit. Fuck all this alpha beta crap. You are your own drug, your own pill. Now, what say you, Steve, before you toss me back in and I pipe up again?
Hey, one for one. You're starting off good. Let's see if you can carry that shit over tomorrow, okay? One for one, dog. One for one.
All right. Are you going to be on, are you on alone tomorrow or do you have a guest?
Tomorrow, it's Real Game No Theory, 12 East, 12 o'clock East.
Okay. I'm on the West Coast. Okay, Steve, thanks a lot.
That'll be it.
See you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye, right. Steve. Thank you. Throw me back in.
One day. Area code 819, sir. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah. So my question is, how do I put my bidding on like on social media, like Instagram?
Well, it's the same thing.
How do I simplify it?
Okay, your bid is never, it's always the same, and there's just one adjustment. You don't have to say excuse me to the woman. You just introduce yourself and let her know. See, the thing about the bid was beautiful. Even if she's on Instagram or on a dating app, I always tell a woman, look, your looks caught my curiosity, and that's the truth. But after reading your profile or seeing something that you wrote on Instagram, that got my attention. How you doing? My name is Steve. And the reason why I'm messaging you is because these are the things that caught my attention. And I said to myself, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. It's no different from your bid. Remember, your bid is always the same. Clear, concise, transparent, and you're telling her what is versus what could be, sir.
Oh, yeah, I copped it. Thank you very much.
All right, respect
thank
to you, 819.
Much. I really
appreciate
it.
All right, thank you, brother. I got you, brother. Great question. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Gentlemen, see what happens to so many of you guys. Let me give you an example. I always love to give you this example. Let me make sure I find it. That's not the example. Let me see if I can find the example. Let me show you what's going on with a lot of you gentlemen today and why y'all are having the problems of lying to women. See, most of you guys are living your life through a window versus the mirror. And what I want you guys to do, and this is an exercise for you guys, I always want y'all to do exercises, go look out your window right now, and what you will see is a light version of yourself. But I promise you, who is ever on the other side of that window can see you for what the fuck you are. So meaning that what most of you guys don't understand, when you are talking to women, you think that you can hide who you are. But you can't hide who you are to a woman who is used to hearing so many lies or so many things to try to make her feel like she's special. She already knows your hand. She already knows what you are when you are lying to the woman. But see, the lying that you're having, let me answer this question, is it possible that I'm lying without knowing that I'm lying? No. See, listen, you're lying and you know you're lying when you sit there. Okay. When you look, remember, let's look at the judgments. Let's just look at the five judgments that you guys have. You have at least one of these five. You're already living the lie because the judgment is the lie. The first judgment is judgment of self. I'm too short, too tall. I'm too ugly. My dick is too small. I don't have a good job. I live with my mother. I ain't got no car. I ride the bus. I ain't got a good job. That's the first lie you live, the judgment of self. Second judgment you guys have is the judgment of women. You know, she would never like a guy like me. She looks like the kind of woman that will date you just fill in the blank. That's the second lie. You every time you make a judgment, you're lying to yourself because you're reading a false future that's not even true yet, but yet you have created it to be real. Third judgment, where you feel that you got to be a certain person to fit into what she is because she looks good. Oh, my God, I have to take her out because she looks like the kind of woman that will never go to Lake Spridge or ass cheeks. She looks like the kind of woman that I can just never take for a glass of wine. I got to man, I got to really impress this woman. That's the third judgment, which is the third lie. But then you have another lie of other men. Well, I won't get to the men stuff because we're talking more about the women, but we'll just stick with those three judgments right there. As soon as you see a woman, you're automatically lying, and you don't even realize it. Let me check the lines real quick while we're chopping it up, gentlemen. Lines are open good. Okay, so but I'm saying to you guys, you don't even realize that you're lying when you see, as soon as you see the woman and you place a judgment, you're already lying. You've already set yourself on a path to react to things versus take action. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. And this is the best thing I learned. I'm so glad my sister was popular, because I asked my mentor, because I was always curious, what is it about popularity? What makes you so popular? You know what she told me? She told me this. The thing about popularity is that you got to know all people. You got to learn people. And you got to treat everybody good, because, you know, the nerds and the geeks, they always can help you out when you ain't studying for class and you need him to work on your grade. Everybody has something they can offer you, right? So what my mentor taught me was I got to learn the music. I got to learn the music. Women are like music, gentlemen. They're in their own genre. Every woman out there, they're in their own genre, and you must learn the music, meaning you must learn. See, the reason why most of you guys judge women is because you don't know the music. You never took the time. See, nobody tells you that shit on the other side. Yeah, I mean, y'all know that side where they whine and cry and all that other silly shit. But they don't tell you about the music. They don't tell you to learn the music. And that's what I'm going to talk to y'all about. I'm talking to y'all about the music. I want to talk to y'all about learning the music and stuff. See, in order for you to get rid of the judgments, you got to understand women are in categories. And this was the best thing my mentor had me do. I had to understand the music. And what do I'm saying about the music? The music is women are like just different genres of music. You got acoustic type women, alternative, blues, classical, country, electronica, hip-hop, jazz, metal, pop, rock, urban, and world. But when you look deeper into the subsystem of a woman, they go even deeper, because even if you look at a hip-hop woman, okay, what kind of hip-hop woman is she? Is she old school? Is she new school? Is she nerdcore? Is she Christian rap? Is she freestyle? Is she bass rap? Is she, bass rap? Spoken word, what kind of woman is she? When it comes to R&B, what kind of woman is she? Is she funk, R&B, gospel, new soul, smooth R&B? Y'all guys don't learn women enough to understand that in every genre that women, or in every clique, there's always going to be a beautiful woman. She cannot help looking good. Her personality is going to lead her to the clique that she feels most comfortable with. So sometimes you guys will see a woman that's a fucking nerd, cosplay type woman, or a woman that is in the glee club or the chess club, or she's just a nerd altogether. And because she looks good, you guys automatically assume that you do not have a chance in hell with that woman. And that's what we're trying to get y'all to see. You've got to make sure that you stop living the lie, because as long as you live the lie, gentlemen, you're always going to continue to lie to yourself. And not only do you judge yourself, number one, or those judgments I talked about, you also are judging the woman. You guys have to understand, and I know a lot of you guys want to fuck, and I never want to knock you for wanting to have sex. I'm glad that you want to sleep with women. I'm glad that you do. Believe you me, I'm glad that you do. But even in that, you have to ride a tight rope because of the judgments that you place on women. and you don't even realize the judgment you place that fuck you up. Because what you do through your judgment is that you assume that she can come over your house as soon as you say hello to her. And what you don't understand is that a woman who doesn't trust you is not going over your fucking house. She's not going to have anything to do with you. Why would a woman want to be with you when you've already judged her to be a whore and a slut? You've already labeled her whore. You already labeled her slut by trying to get her over your place so fast. And a lot of these women feel like they have value. I keep telling y'all, these women come in with no trust. But y'all are so damn thirsty, you don't see it. So you're saying the lie just isn't what you say, but it's also how you behave. Yeah, everything's a, yes, absolutely. It's absolutely. Most of you guys that follow all that rhetoric, that red pill rhetoric and shit from the other side, you don't even realize how you behave. Y'all all behave the same. You are a collective of a cult that always has the same mindset. You have the same mindset. Everything that happens to you is either chance or luck. You always blame everything outside of yourself for everything that's going wrong in your life. That's how y'all live. Most of you guys don't believe that you can ever change your life. So what you do is you get mad and you hate women because you choose not to change who you are, nor do you even put any effort in it. Most of you guys feel like you're powerless to you think the woman has power over you. Oh my God, she's got so much power. I mean, if I take her on a date, guess what? She's going to take me to court. That's how they got y'all thinking. If I ask her, if I want to give her my number, oh my God, she's going to give me for a sexual harassment charge. They got y'all motherfuckers like trained and shit. Your behavior. So then when you meet a woman, how do you navigate talking to a woman? What you doing? What's your name? I was wondering if it's okay if we could go out some. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? But then you get mad at her, but it's not her fault. She's minding her own business. Always remember, guys, they're minding their fucking business. We're interrupting them. We're approaching them. Now, for some of you motherfuckers that are smooth, pop your collar, it might come up to you sometimes, but majority of the time, you're going up to her. You're interrupting her day. So how can she be the blame when you're going up to her, okay? Champion, if you got a comment, just go ahead and put a Q in there. Just go ahead and post and rewrite it, whatever, and I'll be happy to answer that question. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, this is why the lie is so prevalent in most of you guys, because most of you guys don't understand how the mind fucks you over left and right. Left and right. Because remember, most of you have a gullible, naive mentality that you actually think that what people are saying about women is actually true. And would it be fair for a woman to look at you and say, oh, man, you come too fast. Oh, man, you can't even get your dick hard. Wouldn't you feel some kind of way if they just automatically assume you were like that? Or there was a woman's sphere where all the women get together and all they say is, oh, man, these guys ain't shit. These guys are this and these guys are that. Doesn't happen. It's always us doing that shit. Guys, you got a question? Go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. If you want to call in, the lines are open, gentlemen. Call in. We got you covered as well. But what I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me is that this is where the lie begins to happen because of the trust that you have in the person that is fucking you over every day. You don't trust yourself. You trust the voice to be the reasoning to why you don't do things. And I'll give you an example. I've been telling a client all the time the same thing over and over and over again to do it. And he says he's going to do it. And what did he do the other day? Well, Steve, I met a girl and I didn't put my bid in because she was so pretty. it just amazes me. Maybe some of you guys just are not equipped to be in the game. You're not students of the game. That's part of this stuff. Most of you guys are not students of the game because you choose not to work on yourselves or be able to be open to things. Most of you guys are not open to change. You don't want to change who you are. You say you want to change, but you don't want to change yourselves. You don't want to change yourselves. It's not the fact that you don't want to change yourself. It's the fact that if I do change myself, how am I going to navigate who I am if I don't even know who that person is that I'm changing into? Because I feel so comfortable being me. I feel so comfortable making excuses. I feel so comfortable being mad at women. I feel so comfortable lying to women or lying to myself, then lying to women who automatically know I'm lying, but they can play it off. Most of you young men out there don't understand how things are hurting you. How listening, you have to be careful about the information you take in. Above all things, you have to be careful of that. Question, why are there an overwhelming amount of people trying to refute the game? Well, but think about it. I want you to think about this. Why would someone want to refute growing from the inside? Why would someone want to stop you from learning who you are and building a world and a universe in which you operate solely on your thought, nobody else's thought? Where you create your laws, rules, codes, your laws, your rules, your codes, how you move in this world. Why would they refute that? Easily. Because nobody wants you to be free. The cults don't want you to be free. They want you to follow the collective or the word of the collective, the hypergamy, the high value man, and all these other silly ass names they come up with. They don't want you to be a free thinker because a free thinker is not going to fuck with them, because a free thinker is only fucking with itself and moving by the rhythm of his moves versus somebody else's moves. So it's even a bigger question. Why would one even be around somebody that will refute the game? That's the bigger question. Why would somebody refute a man being happy and independent? Why would they refute a man feeling good about himself and can face any challenges on his own without worrying about the end result? Why would they refute somebody who has a strong sense of who he is and how he operates? Why would they refute that? They refute that. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They don't want you to be independent. So of course, brother, they're going to do everything they can to prevent you from growing. What? Okay, think about this. What are they refuting? Let's look at it. Look at some of the things they're refuting. They don't want you to empower yourself. They don't want you to set clear expectations for your name, your bloodline, your legacy, your laws. They don't want you to be the only influencer on yourself. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to lead by your own example. They don't want you to take risks. They don't want you to be fearless. They don't want you to set high standards. They don't want you to be accountable. They don't want you to take ownership. They don't want you to act decisively. They don't want you to focus on results. They don't want you to want to succeed. They don't want you to get things done. They don't want you to think critically. They don't want you to set direction. They don't want you to have vision. They don't want you to have a mission statement, a vision statement, and a legacy statement. They don't want you to see the big fucking picture. That's why they refute the game, because they don't want you to think for yourself. They want you to think like the collective. And that's what a lot of y'all guys don't see. They don't want you to, they don't want you to see it. They don't want you to free who you are. Because once you are free, oh my God, freedom, gentlemen, freedom of oneself, that one is creating his world. One is creating his universe. One is so into oneself. Let me show you. One is so into oneself, he is operating on his own system, his name, his bloodline, his fucking fingerprint. They don't want you to do that shit. They don't want you. This is the one thing they don't want you to do. They don't want you to know this. See, they don't want you to realize that you are the only one of your kind. They don't want you to realize that your fingerprint shows that you are the only one of your kind. But they don't want you to learn your own language. Because if you learn your own fucking language, you get to be a free fucking thinker. They don't want you to know that. Why? They want to refute that shit. That's what they want to do. So they will continue to refute it. Who wants somebody free? Let's get us all together so you can worship one person, one thought. I'm the cult leader. I'll scream hypergamy, and I want you to robot and mimic me. Mimic the bitching about women. That's why they refute it. They will always refute game, because game has nothing to do with women. They're always going to refute it. Because who the fuck wants to look in the mirror? We want to keep you looking out of the window. We don't want you to find yourself. Why the fuck? If you find yourself, how are you going to worship me? If you find yourself, how are you going to mimic me? If you find yourself, how are you not going to bring in other people to worship me? They don't want you to think. Think. I mean, my God, they don't want you to think. So they refute growth. They refute you learning your own fucking language. Your language. Your mind. One mind. One thought. One way. Your way. And young man, if you're listening to a motherfucker that's not trying to get you to find your fucking self, you better goddamn run. Get the fuck out. If they're not trying to get you to be your own man instead of following a thought or a theory, then you are a part of a cult or a collective with a hive mind that is pulling your strings right now. You better be careful, young man. Always remember, the real ones are going to make it about you. They'll never make it about women or anything else. They will always make it about you. They will never complain. They will never whine. They will never blame. They will never hate. They will show you your value as a man. And if they're not doing that, you're part of that collective. And all you're doing is mimicking them. So, of course, they're going to refute that. Why the fuck do we want to free you when you're worshiping me? Why the fuck do I want to free you when you're following my lead? You're trying to be like me. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. Okay, let me check the phone lines real quick. Error code 763, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
What's up? Hi, my question is, do you think there is a difference between talking to women online versus approaching them in person, or is that just something I or people in general just tell ourselves?
It's a lie that you tell yourselves. Okay, let me show you something, young man. I got to pull the pen out. Damn it. You're going to make me pull out my pen. Let me find my marker. Do I have my marker? Where's my marker? I usually have a marker around. God damn, what did I do with the marker? Well, I'll tell you if I can't find the marker. I found my remote. Oh, I can't find my marker. Hold on. Where did I do with my marker? I got a pen. It's going. I'm going to have to scribble it in and show you. All right, let me show you what I'm talking about. This is the problem that a lot of y'all surface dwellers have, is that y'all don't understand this simple mathematical thing. Okay, so if it's talking to a woman, texting, on the phone, or face to face, we put F to F. So that's texting, that's talking, texting, on the phone, and face to face. Let me pull up the. Are you still with me, caller?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me show the guys as I'm talking live. If you look at what I'm showing you, okay, let's look at it. Talking, texting, on the phone, or face-to-face. Who's the common fucking denominator? You are.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. So that means how you communicate is no different. They're all the same because they're all coming from one source, and that's you. So if you can't communicate you, you can't text, because you know what some guys say? Well, Steve, I could text a woman. Well, excuse me. I could text a woman, but when I'm face-to-face, I don't know what to say. You lying motherfucker. You can't do it because you're the common denominator of how you communicate. You're the common denominator. So you are one mind, one thought. That means you do everything the same. And if you can't do one thing, you can't do all things. Does that make any sense, brother?
Yeah, it's just the reason
it's
I
just
asked
what?
Is because, yeah, I just, the reason I asked was because if I see a girl at a party or if I see a girl at, like, the store or something, I feel like it's a lot easier just to say, are you enjoying yourself tonight, or excuse
why
me, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Wait, why would you say that stupid shit? Why would you say to a fucking perk, is she do you really give a fuck if she's enjoying herself?
No, I'm just like
Let me show you something. This is where you go wrong. If you don't give a fuck about what you're saying, you don't think she can recognize that shit? You don't think she's recognizing that you're just throwing shit up on the wall, hoping that it will stick enough so you can say the next dumbass thing? I'm not calling you a dumbass. I'm saying say the next dumbass thing. Because if you don't give a fuck about what you're saying, then why the fuck are you saying it? If you don't really care to know the answer, why even ask the question?
No, the point I was trying to make was I feel like it's easier just to talk about things like whether you're in that setting or just going up to someone versus.
But you're asking a question. You're doing the lie. You're asking her a question that you don't give a fuck about. So you're lying. You're lying to yourself.
No, I guess I just communicated myself a little wrong right
there. Okay, wait a second. You just said.
Hold on.
You asked the chick how she's doing, whatever the fuck you said. I just asked you, did you really want to know? You told me you don't give a fuck. You're lying. You don't care. Let's be honest. Just be honest. Look, man, the only way we're going to get you to the next level to understand is that you got to listen to what shit is for real. I'm not trying to be a dick to you, but I'm saying this is why you're fucking up, because you're just
right.
Making and conjuring up shit to start a conversation. And that's men don't do that shit. Every word that we say is going to have impact. I'm not just going to say shit to say it. Why would I do that? Especially if I don't give a fuck about the answer. Why would I say that?
Yeah, I hear
Why?
You.
Okay, peep game. You ever walk down the kiosk in the mall and you hear that guy that says, hey, how you doing today? You know he don't give a fuck about you, right? You
yeah.
know he doesn't care. And you know he's trying to sell you something, right? Well, that's how women see you guys when you say that shit. You can't just – listen – you can't ask a question you don't give a fuck about, because she's going to recognize you don't give a fuck about it. What I'm saying is, this is why you got to learn your bid. Stop approaching women. Stop throwing shit up on the wall. Know what you're going to say. Know why you're going to say it. And say it to know that you're going to lead her to the next step. But if you want to do that surface dwelling shit, hey, how you doing? How's your shirt? What you up to? Where do you live? What's going on? All this other shit. You know what she's saying? Oh, he up. This guy don't even have any experience. He can't even talk to me like a man. Because you didn't even introduce or interrupt or say, excuse me. You just went right into it. My God, where are your manners at? You just walk up to a random woman and just ask them random questions, and guess what? Does she even know you? She doesn't even fucking know your name. You think she's going to answer that question?
No, you're right, man.
Okay, I'm not trying to be right. I'm just trying to show you how deep it is. I'm just letting you know, watch the words you say. Know what you're going to say and let it have enough depth to what you're saying. Because if you are talking to a woman, and remember, I always talk about your four, and you don't know, hey, you asked that question, you don't even know why you're asking that question. You can't defend it. You can't stand on it. You can't fucking express it, which means you're lying, which means she's going to recognize it. It's like what you're doing when you do that to women. It's like you're playing poker with your hands facing the other direction. You think you got the perfect hand, and you act like you got the perfect hand, that she can read your every fucking move. Why? Because she has met so many guys like you, she knows how to control you. And the worst thing, you better hope that she doesn't smile, she doesn't blink, and she doesn't exchange information. Because if she smiles and she blinks and she exchanges information, you have just become food. She is about to play you for your resources and not that dick. So you better hope that if you say that shit to her, she better just turn you down. Because if she starts to give you play, she's about to play you, young man. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Any other questions? You good?
So basically what you're saying is regardless if it's online or in person, just have a know what I'm talking about. Don't just throw fucking shit on the wall.
Right. You're the ones. You got to know where you want to lead or where do you want to take this? But see, the problem is, young man, and like a lot of you, and this is not a knock on you, this is the truth about you. You're too busy communicating or trying to communicate with the woman versus learning how to communicate with yourself. Game is about the communication one has with itself, not with the one that has with everybody else. Fuck the world. I must communicate me to me to understand me, to understand how I need to move for me and me alone. And once I can trust me, I can be able to say whatever the fuck I can for me, and it's going to have impact. But what y'all guys are doing, because you fall in love with weave, fake eyes, fake nails, and makeup, push-up bras, and tight-ass clothes, you don't even communicate with yourself. You're too busy trying to impress the woman versus impressing yourself. Does that make sense, young man?
Yeah, man. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and throw you back in. You got another question. Let me know, okay, my brother? Good question. Good call,
Thank you.
Respect to you, man. Respect. Great question. All right, guys. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. We got you covered. This is what we all talk about, man. We're here to talk about game. And let me see. I'll make sure I got one question here. Let me make sure if I missed any other questions. M1T, I got you after that. Let me just make check up, roll up, and everything. Okay. So do you think talking face-to-face and texting is... Brother, what I don't understand. I mean, it's like I feel like I need. I'm not being a dick. I'm not being a dick, but I feel like I gotta talk to you this way. Hold on, let me find it. Let me find that shit. Hold on. All right, I gotta talk to you this way. Here we go. Let me turn it up. Let me talk to you this way. Oh wait, I gotta turn off the music. I feel like I gotta talk to y'all this way. My God, man, it is crazy. All right, let me talk to y'all this way. Hold on, let me
discounts and cash.
All right, let me start. Let me talk to you because apparently you don't understand. So let me talk to you because apparently you don't want to listen. Now, hi, kids. Rumper, bumper, stumper, boom. Tell me, do. Magic mirror, take me away. Come on, kids, let's play. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to kindergarten class. Well, what we have here are markers of ways that you could communicate to a woman. Let's look at them. The T stands for talking. Can you say it with me, kids? Come on, let me show the classroom. T is for talking. Thing. Wow, that means that you're having a thought in your fingers. Wow. And look, P is for phone, and F is for face-to-face, and children. Do you want to know the most amazing thing is that you communicate through all these things because you are the motherfucking core. Now, can we leave kindy fucking garden class, what I just said, and move on to being a fucking man? I cannot believe you surface dwellers, man. I hate talking to y'all like this, but it's like I got to talk to you like you're in kindergarten. Talking face-to-face and texting have one source. They have one thing in common, and that's you. But the worst part is you can't even communicate you to you to even talk to a woman. But you think they're different. They're the same because you're thinking. The thought has to come from you to text. The thought has to come from you to be face-to-face. The thought has to come from you to be on the phone. The thought has to come from you and talk. The key word is you. Jesus, fuck. I don't mean to make y'all feel like y'all a bunch of kids, but God damn.
We've been told.
Like I gotta talk to y'all this way. This is crazy. I'm trying to get y'all to think. Y'all are grown ass men. Think. You're not kindergartners, man. All right, let's get back in. Should I always focus on myself and cut out my friends when it comes to learning and playing the game? Well, here's the thing. You should cut off your loser friends. You should cut off your loser family members. Anybody that's holding you down, holding you back, or trying to keep you in your box or keep you where they want you to go, you should always cut them off. Absolutely. You should cut them off. Absolutely. Get rid of them. Cut them off. Area code 718. What is your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah, what's up, Steve? I just wanted to know what you meant by impressing yourself, because I was listening and I came in late. I didn't get the whole message, but I heard you say instead of impressing her, impress yourself. I just wanted to know what you meant by that.
Well, okay. Impressing oneself is what I said, impressing yourself by how you evolve as a man. Impressing yourself by knowing you got a mouthpiece to go into your studio and lay down some tracks of how you talk to a woman. Impressing yourself to be able to tell a guide a woman where you wanted to go, when you want to go. Impressing yourself to go to your culinary school to find the flavor that you put in their eyes, the flavor that you put in your ears. Impressing yourself by going into your mental gym and learning some fucking mental toughness instead of giving up all the time. Impressing yourself by having your warriors go after what you want to go after and defend the fucking realm. Impressing yourself by creating your amusement park, your sexual amusement park. Impressing yourself by having your marketing team. Impressing yourself by creating your drug lab. So that's what I mean by impressing yourself, making it all about you. Does that make any sense?
Nah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I got one more question, right?
Yes, what's up? How can I help you?
So I see a lot of beautiful women on a regular basis now.
Come out. Let me stop right there. You've already lost. Why have you lost? Why have you already lost? Why are you already lost? Why have you lost already?
Shit.
I'll tell you. Let me tell you because you don't know. I got you. Wait, let me help you. When you're with me and you're listening to me, young man, there are no beautiful women. There are no sexy women. There are no gorgeous women. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
You're sexy. You're gorgeous. And she must prove sexy, gorgeous, and beautiful to you. She She doesn't give a free pass because she knows how to put on makeup or wear tight clothes. We do not call them beautiful and sexy on general principle. They have to earn beautiful, earn sexy, and earn attractive, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead, please.
So I meet girls that, well, yes, I see girls all the time. And I would be about to say something to them, and then I end up freezing up.
Well, because you don't have experience. You freeze up.
I have experience, but.
No, okay, sir. If you had experience, you wouldn't be asking that. You wouldn't be, okay. This is what we're doing, is showing the lies that we tell ourselves. See, here's the thing. See, all right, let's say you do it sometimes, okay? I'll give you a 50-50, okay? You're sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you're sick, do you go to a sometimes doctor? If you want to get on a plane, you go to a sometimes pilot? If you're in trouble with the law, do you go to a sometimes lawyer? So you either have it or you don't. A man is not sometimes. So that's the, see, what I'm saying is that that's the lie a lot of guys live, because just because you do it sometimes, you're not doing it all the time. All the time. So because you're doing it sometimes, that's because of a lack of faith in self, and it's a lack of experience, because you don't know where to lead the woman. You don't know where to take her. And that's why you're going sometimes, and sometimes you're not working right. But go ahead and finish asking your question. Go ahead, brother.
Wait, so basically you're saying, like, I'm visiting, but I don't live there. That's kind of what you're saying?
You're visiting. Yeah, you're like, you're fucking visiting. Yeah, you just visit for like 6 months out of the year. But you actually think that's your home. It's not, man.
Yeah.
You're visiting.
Okay.
This is why it's important. See, a man is never sometimes, because a man always knows what he's going to do, because a man is always going to scribe his world and his thoughts and how he's going to move. See, when you're fucking with a motherfucker like me, I'm going to teach you how to think beyond thought. And guys, we'll get to the, after giving the call, we'll get to the creed in 1 second. But what I'm saying is, every day you should be scribing thoughts to yourself, not just how you move, but how you move around women, what you say to women, how you say it, why you say it, and how you want to move them from point A to B. But if you're not scribing anything to yourself, then this is why you're a sometimes guy, because you're not working on yourself all the time. You should be working on yourself 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday. But you're not doing that. You're taking days off.
Yeah, because it's days where my confidence is through the roof, and there's other days where I don't
But then that means it's not there.
Yeah.
That's not there. Where a man is, does a lion switch to a duck half the year?
No.
Does a grizzly bear switch to a goddamn, I don't know, a deer? No. All the time. All the time. We are all the time. We're not sometimes. We operate on one mind, one thought, one way. My way. All the motherfucking time. That means I know I'm going to keep working on me all the time. And I'm going to work on my mouthpiece. And I'm going to work on scribing things. And I'm going to work on my marketing team. And I'm going to work on my drug lab. I'm going to work in my studio. I'm working on me. So when I see the woman, I already got the advantage, because I know where I'm going to take her. I know exactly what I'm going to say. No, but let me, I'm going to give you a prime example when you learn you. Now, watch this. Tell me what comes after 55.
56.
What comes before 70?
69.
What comes after 100?
101.
Now, I know you're laughing, but this is what I'm showing you. See, you
not
are
laughing,
one.
Does it make sense?
Right, but what I'm saying is that the reason you're so quick to answer that question, right, is because not only did you learn it, you rehearsed it when you were young to a point where you trusted the information, to a point where it doesn't matter what number I ask you, you've got the answer right there. You don't have to think. You don't have to pause. You already know. And that's where game comes in at. It's a study of oneself. It's a study of growing oneself, believing in oneself, and making things all about oneself. That's it. That's all we're here to teach you, to learn yourself. Stop making it about these women and make it more about you and the communication you have with yourself, because that's the first communication you're always going to have. You have your puzzle pieces? Go ahead and say no.
Yeah, I was the guy that had the 500 puzzle pieces.
Right, but you see, you've already failed, because did Uncle tell you 500? Yeah. Did Uncle tell you 100?
Nah, you said 100, but I already had the 500 in the house. So I was like,
but if I tell you eggs, milk, and sugar, why can't you just follow the playbook?
Yeah.
Y'all got to listen. Y'all got to learn how to follow instructions. I mean, this is again, I don't want to play the kindergarten music, but this is shit you should have learned in the first fucking grade. Following fucking instruction, man. It blows my mind how you want to think for you. Stop thinking. That's why you're fucking up, because right now your thinking on your level is fucking you over versus you just following the playbook, brother, all right?
All right.
All right, well, good question. I'll throw you back in, brother, okay?
All right, thank you, bro.
All right, respect to you. All right, guys, real quick, all my dogs listen to the show. I want to shout out to everybody in the show. If you got a question, please, guys, go ahead and put a question in there. We got your question. But what I like to do is one thing I always like to do that no one else does on YouTube, because I like to do this. What I like to do, guys, I always like to take a moment, gentlemen, just a moment that we take a small break of game and learning game to be able to start communicating to ourselves just like we do with the puzzle pieces. And nobody's doing this. There's not anybody doing this but me. We're taking a moment to learn communication by going into the dojo in your mind. And what I want you to do, until you learn your own creed, please take my creed and use it until you learn your creed, okay? This is just a stepping stone to something greater. So let's read it all together, okay? Let's go, guys. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. All right, we're back to the show. I just always like to take a break, guys, because I know I'm hard on you sometimes, but I want you guys to start communicating to yourself. And if it takes this creed, again, this is not a cult. That's why I say create your own creed. But until you do, use mine, because it's going to be the first page of the book anyway. But use your own creed, create your own creed. But I'm just trying to get you young men to start communicating with yourself first, to start believing in yourself versus worrying about these goddamn women. Let me see. I got another question. Let's see here. Okay, so he says, I'm writing down a list of things I don't care to talk about with women. So far, I only see I want to talk about things I'm interested in. Is that how it should be? Well, it's what you're interested in, but it's also how can you lead her after you talk about what you're interested in. Where are you leading her with the information you're sharing? Because if all you're doing is just talking without leading, all you're doing is just chit-chatting. Okay, let me show you how cold women are. Women are cold enough to lead you to be a chauffeur. They know how to lead you to put up their Christmas and Halloween lights. They know how to lead you to buy them dinners and pay their bills and run behind them and be a shoulder to cry on, be their bank and be their bitch. They know how to lead you because they already know what you are. And then from the point of what they figure you out to be, they know how to move you without you even realizing you being moved. They already know that if you're going to be my chauffeur, I already know the moves to lead you where I want you to go. So at the end of the day, you're going to start driving me around, and that's all you're going to do for me, and you're going to enjoy it. So that's very important. It's the same thing with men. Everything I'm saying to you, you've got to learn how to lead yourself to lead a woman. And if all you're doing is talking about the things you're interested in, that's great. But if all you're doing is talking about what you're interested in and it's not going anywhere, then you're just like wasting your foot. What's the purpose of even talking about it? You talk to lead, okay? You talk to lead, gentlemen. That's what I want you to do. Lines are open, guys. If you want to call in, we got y'all covered. And we'll continue with the show. But, gentlemen, this is what is so great about the show is because I know you guys can do it. I know all you motherfuckers got it in you when you learn game, when you free yourself from yourself and learn more about yourself, you win for so many of you, okay? So many of you out there, man, you got it in your mind. There's so many things that's running in your head that are lies that force you to think of lies because you automatically think. See, most of you guys think that if you talk to a woman, you think the whole world is stopping what the fuck they're doing and they're just watching you. And you don't want to embarrass yourself. I see a beautiful woman, but if I go over there and talk to her, my God, I don't want to embarrass me. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Let's go back in the day. Come on, let's go back in the day. You know Wayne's World. Let's go back in the day about Unk. Before the fucking internet, let me tell you how it was. We used to go roller skating in the skate ring, right? You know roller skating in the skate ring shit? The DJ would come up and be like, all right, everybody, couple skates next, couple skate next. All righty, after the next song, couple skates. So we knew at that point, we got until the end of that song, our fucking ass all the way to her while she's around all her friends to risk embarrassment of her saying no. But there was no embarrassment because we didn't give a fuck because we're going to do what the fuck we want to do when we want to do it, and we don't care about the end result because even back then, the end result didn't define me because if I roller skated my ass over there, right? Roller skate my ass over there. Hey, would you like to go a couple skates? And she said no. Then I just roller skate my ass over to the next one and ask her. If she say no, I'm going to roller skate my ass to the next one. I'm not giving the fuck up because one person said no. I don't embarrass myself. So many of you guys, out there, let me tell you about your friends. Some of you guys won't even talk to women around your friends because you're embarrassed. You're going to get laughed at. Let me tell you about your loser fucking friends. When you start learning game, let me tell you how it's going to go. Don't be sitting around, well, hey, you know what? I just saw that red pill, you know, yeah, her hypergamous nature and everything. You right, man. Oh, yeah, well, I heard there's another circle jerk going. Oh, wait, and then a woman come walking by and shit. Y'all just stop like, man, I fuck her. Oh, my God, look at her ass. Yeah, but anyway, so the circle jerk is going to be something to go. All right, so when you learn game, this is how it's going to be. Hey, look, man, I want to hear about that bullshit, man. Look, either we're going to go to that motherfucking party and get some ass. I ain't fuck. Wait, hold on. And she start walking by. Hey, hold on. I'll be right back. And you go over there and talk to her. And she shoots your ass down. And guess what? All your boys going to laugh at you. But I promise you, one or two of them motherfuckers, when everybody's gone, they're going to do some sidebar shit. I'm like, damn, man. Yo, I never seen you go talk to that girl like that before. Hey, man. What did you say to her? See that? See, y'all guys think that when motherfuckers be laughing at you, they laugh at you because they know that they're coward chicken shit and they don't even want to do the shit. They're too chicken shit to do it. And so what they'll do is they'll laugh at you and try to make you feel silly and make you feel stupid for doing what you want to do. There is no embarrassment. Guys, how can you be embarrassed if she's allowed to say no? What's embarrassing about it? What's embarrassing? She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say she doesn't want to skate or she doesn't want to talk to you. What is so embarrassing? What is what is so embarrassing that when she says no, you just float the fuck off and keep moving? But see, it's hard to see the mindset here because I don't worship women. I'm not a surface dweller. I'm not like you surface dwellers. Y'all motherfuckers just worship women. So she says no, she crushes you. I worship me. I'm going over there, not as a fucking option. I'm opportunity. I'm opportunity. I'm the guy that can take you to worlds and places you've never seen. I'm the guy that can fuck your mind any way I want to fuck it. I'm the guy that can put flavor in your eye and flavor in your ear. I'm the guy that can make you go this way and that way. I'm the guy that can shift from sensual and sexual to romantic to dirty to kinky to naughty to nasty at a whim. I'm the guy that's going to elevate you and motherfucking educate you. So how the fuck do I lose? It's not my loss. It's not. All I can offer you is the Willy Wonka golden ticket, girl. And if you don't want to take it, hey, it's all cool. Because I'm never a woman's option. Because this motherfucker here is opportunity. And this motherfucker here does not look at the end result. Because I am the result. The reason I win is because I do what the fuck I want to do. I don't look at what she says. Like, oh, man, she said no, I don't want to do it. Oh, make me do it. Ain't nobody doing that stupid ass shit. Because if I did that, what am I saying about her? What judgment am I giving her? That she's better than me. And that she can crush me with a mere no. A mere I got a boyfriend. What does that say about me? What would that say about me? But gentlemen, that's what I'm trying to tell you. This is why y'all got to learn game, because y'all have to stop worshiping these women. These women are just not special. 360, what's your question, man? What's up? 360.
Yes, sir.
What's up? I can't hear you, man. What's your question? What's up? What's up?
Bro, I was just, pardon me, man. I was just sitting and, you touched on everything I wanted to hit on, man. You fucking knocked it out, man. Keep it up, huh? You killing it.
All right, man. All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. Guys, y'all want to call in? Y'all got the number. The number is 563-999-3056. Put a question if y'all want to. If you want to ask me what a woman says, try to stump me. You can't do that shit because I got fucking game. So if a woman says something, just mention it. I'll break that shit down off the top of my head because that's what motherfuckers with game are supposed to do. So, you know, how you want to do it, how you want to spend it is fine. But so many of you guys, the reason why you lie to yourselves, thus lie to the woman, and lie to the world, is because all you do all the time is you just sit around and bird watch shit. You watch women go by. Most of you just watch this show. Most of you are on your fucking stomach right now with your legs kicked up and shit like a fucking woman. Because you're too busy observing shit versus talking and learning shit. See, the problem for a lot of you guys, you're just a mime or a damn puppet to how you feel. And if you're going to observe anything, you should be observing you and how you move and make the adjustments off of how you move. That's how game works. This shit is not complicated. A lot of people think game is complicated. It's not. What's complicated is you believing that it's as simple as I'm telling you. See, your mind right now is telling you it's the hardest thing in the world because you ain't even working on yourself. You don't fix your fucking crib up. You don't sound check your crib. You don't sound check your living room. You don't sound check your kitchen. You don't sound check your bathroom. You don't sound check your bathroom. Your bedroom, excuse me. You don't sound check the places you go on dates or nothing. You don't do shit. and you're just an average surface dweller. And that's why y'all are fucking up, because you do what average motherfuckers do and just be average. But the crazy thing about it is you're average and you have all these expectations of what you want women to be. 248, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, Steve the Dean? How you doing?
I'm living in your world, brother. How can I help you, man? What's up?
Hey, man, so look, I'm a nurse, right? So I work with a lot of females, and I get a lot of choosing things, but it's my place of work. So I was just wondering, is there any advice you could give about entertaining, or should I just leave that completely alone? Because this is definitely
Wait, what's that beeping noise in the background, brother?
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah.
I got rid of it.
Okay, thank you. God damn. Okay, so let me show you some game, okay? I always tell guys that if you want to get things done, you got to learn how to hunt the opponent the right way. You don't fuck the women at your job. You become cool with them. See, now I always tell you around December, January, February is a time to get cool with them. All the women at the job, you get cool with them. You want to know why? Because all those women have one thing in common that's coming up, rolling up pretty soon. Pool parties, barbecues, and get-togethers. And they have all one thing in common, and they got friends. So my thought is this, again, I'm not trying to show you how to fuck the woman at your job, but eventually you will fuck her, because what I show you is showing how to send your virus to the woman through her friends. See, you don't fuck the women at your job. You become cool with them. And when they have those gatherings and get-togethers, you just let, hey, oh, you ain't inviting me? Oh, we're going to invite you. And guess what you're going to say? Hey, guess what? 248 is coming. Who's that? Remember that guy I told you at our job? Oh, shit, girl. Him? Yeah, girl. So you just get with a friend. Hey, look, get with the friends on the back end. She's going to vouch for you. Then when you go there, you go and get them and fuck them, and they're going to Paul Revere. All, and see, if you're doing the master of the bedroom, the five play, kissing 101, making out, fucking 101, you doing all the shit I'm showing you, they're going to tell that woman play by play, and she's never going to look at you the same. Sometimes they're going to pull you aside and say, can we talk for a second? Listen, I don't understand something. You find my friends attractive? Am I ugly to you? Because I've had that happen before. See, here's the thing, brother. If I'm trying to smash a woman because I know I don't want you to lose your job, if I'm trying to smash a woman, I'm always going to fuck the friends. I always position myself. I do it two ways. I do one way with the guys that are different, one way with the women. But both, I hunt them both. Now, when I say hunt, I'm not saying homosexual. So I want you to follow me on this. I'll talk about the women first, and I'll talk about the guys. The way I hunt the women is that I'm cool with the women. But then I find out when they have the picnics, the parties, and the get-togethers. And I want that invite. Because I know that women hang out and there's got to be a few bad bitches in that bunch. And guess what? I'm going to go to those parties. I'm going to show the fuck out. And I'm going to get some of that pussy from the back end. And guess what? When I get it, she's going to Paul Revere the shit I'm doing to her. Okay? She's going to Paul Revere that shit to old girl. And sometimes old girl going to want a sample of that because she's going to feel like she's missing out. She's like, damn, I know him longer than you. Yeah, you already fucking him. That's how women are, number one. Now, the guys are the same way. See, I get cool with the guys. And the only reason I get cool with the guys is because I know a few of those motherfuckers are doing some back-ass shit. They're taking all my information, and they're going to tell their wives, the women they're living with, or the women that they're dating. They're trashing me on the back end. But guess what they're doing to the women? They're intriguing them to a point where if they got something going on, why don't I get that invite? Because remember, losers have this thing of hanging out with the food. They like this pod shit. All guys like to hang out with women or hang out with the food. And I know the women like to hang out. So in order to get both parties, you don't attack or go after the party. You go and fuck their friends and then get them on the back end. Does that make any sense, brother?
Man, that makes Steve, you just blew my fucking mind, bro. That makes so much sense, dog. And I like the way you approached it because ain't no red pill. I hate women. You broke it down logical. No, it's not her. You get the friends, and it's a word of mouth. Apply the skills,
and then you get what you want. Hell yeah.
Right,
I got you, bro.
Yeah, peep game real quick. Because you fucked a friend and you fuck her so – okay, peep game. This is what's going to fuck them up, number one. Okay, you're going around like this, like you kind of like Clark Kent in this shit. Hey, Tammy. Hey, Lisa. What's going on, Susan? How y'all doing? You know, you just talk. You got your Clark Kent glasses on. You just going about your day, right? But wait till you rip that fucking shoulder open with the old girl. And she like, girl, your boy. What do you do? Girl, listen to this. And she presses play on her phone and hears you saying, hey, what's up, girl? It's 248, baby. I just want to let you know you have a good day at work. And when you had the opportunity to holler back at your boy, she'll be like, wait a second. You're telling me that's the motherfucker I work with? When did he send you that? No, girl. No. And listen to this one. And girl, you know what he made me do? Girl, what did he make you do? Girl, did you know that motherfucker got wine above his bed? What the fuck you mean? Wine above? This, you're talking about Clark Kent? He got what? Why does he got wine above his bed? Girl, when I asked him, he told me that, you know what? When he has women over his house, he's too lazy to go get the wine. So he has it above his bed. And not only that, girl, he motherfucking said some sweet shit in my ear talking about he going to spill some of the wine on my body so he can see if the wine tastes different on my body than the glass. Wait. That ain't the motherfucker I work with. You lying. He don't talk like that. He's so innocent. No, girl, he a stone cold freak. He nasty as fuck. Girl, you know what he made me do in the shower the other night? What? Hold on. Wait, girl. Are you sure we're talking about the same motherfucker 248? Girl, shut the fuck up, girl. Listen to me. This motherfucker told me to go in the bathroom, turn out the lights, turn on the fucking music. And look, he told me to use my towel as his lips and his tongue and told me to wash my body like he would. Girl, what? Girl, orgasm after orgasm. Girl, I was playing with that monkey meat all night. Wait a second. And then she going to look at you a whole different way, dog, because guess what she going to do? She going to spread. Because remember, the job is nothing but clicks. So you don't think the virus is going to transfer from one woman to that chick? And she going to say, y'all know, hey, y'all see Clark over there? Yeah, don't let that smooth taste fool you. That motherfucker stone cold freak. What you mean, girl? Clark? You serious? Yeah. That motherfucker freaky as shit. And all you doing, 248, hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Hey, Gene, hi, Ted. You know, you're just moving along. And you've already fucked them without even fucking them, sir. That's game right there.
So they've done the work for you.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yes.
Okay.
They did all the work. Because all you did is you position yourself for her to sell you to the women. But let's switch to the guy. Let's switch to the guy, okay? You got your guy friends. They're like, right. Dan, what you getting? Man, dog, I just fucked this bitch on the third floor in the hospital room and shit, man. I put her on that bed, bent her ass up and smacked her. They're like, Dan, do what? You cold as shit. And then you know what one of them Paul Revere motherfuckers going to do? They're going to go right to their sexy ass wife who they ain't fucking to try to feel the bit. Hey, baby, you don't believe what 248 did. What'd he do, baby? Man, this motherfucker, he had the nerve to go on the third floor and fuck some woman. He talking about spreading her ass, pulling her hair, and smacking her and spitting on her. I mean, that's so disgusting. And you know what he's doing? He's selling you without even realizing he's selling you to the girl, to the woman, to a point where, because I'm telling you how this shit works, it's always worked for me, to a point where she's got to, quote, unquote, give me a piece of her mind. You know what? At our next Pictionary or our next play date or our next gathering, why don't you invite 248 so I can give him a piece of my mind? And guess what she's going to do? She's going to send out the dick, not the bat signal, but the dick and ball signal to her girlfriends. Girl, you remember 248 I told you about a few months ago that was fucking that woman and spit on her? Yeah, that nasty motherfucker. Well, guess what, girl? He's coming to the party tonight. No, oh, shit. And guess what? Sunday best. Some going to go to the beautician. Some going to get the manicure, the pedicure, and the dresses. And all eyes on you. They're going to be watching your every move because they want to see if you're the real fucking deal. But see, that's how game works. You don't need to fuck the women at your job to fuck them. All you do is position yourself, brother, and have them beg you to fuck you. Clark Kent. Clark Kent.
Okay. I got you, Uncle Steve, man. I appreciate that, bro. You the GOAT. You the GOAT, for real, for real.
I respect that, man. If you ever got questions, just hit me back, and we got you, brother, okay?
Bet. I'll holler.
All right, we'll throw you back in. All right, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and call, guys. Any of y'all questions I got, we got you. Let me check the queue. I got James and the question right here. Let me see if there's any other. Okay, James, my Mona Lisa has been described as specific. My Mona Lisa has been described as specific. Where's better than specific? Okay, James, I understand what you mean. Okay. What is important about your Mona Lisa is that it's important that you paint a picture in her mind versus drawing stick figures. This is why I always tell you to have your crib set up with nice nude portraits and paintings that have a nice frame on them that has an overlight above it. So when you dim the light from the photo is going to hit like a – let's think about a museum. You know when the lights are out in the museum, they got those lights that come down and hit the photo. I mean, not the photo, but the painting. So when she comes over, you got the intimate setting, but her eyes will be drawn into the paintings. And that's where you paint the Mona Lisas. But also, this is why I tell you about the wine above your bed, the shower lights, and the easel in your living room, because we always want to position ourselves to be able to express ourselves to show the woman the story of why they should be fucking us, okay? But I don't understand what you mean by your specifics. You got to give me more with that, and I got you covered. I don't understand what you mean by what you're saying, so I need a little bit more information. Guys, I want to call in. The lines are open. It's the Dean. Class is in session. We're breaking down game to you gentlemen out there. And this is and for so many of you guys out there, what we're trying to do here is not get you to believe that you're not good enough. I'm not here to tell you that you're worthy, because then I would be lying to you. I'm not going to tell you that you're ready right now, because I would be lying to you. But what I can tell you, that's an automatic truth, is that the journey that you are going to take when you choose and are you ready to become a real motherfucking man is that it's a journey of who you are on the inside, to discover who you are, to discover your potential, to discover your core principles, to discover the things that are guiding you on you, okay, that is going to force you to take a different pathway than you're taking right now. Right now, you're taking a pathway into theater number one. I'm not good enough. I'm a loser. I don't have a job. I do this. I do that. You're always in theater number one. But the journey that you're going to take is discovering and rediscovering and then rediscovering that rediscover of levels and things in you that you can't even imagine that you have right now. You can't even imagine how much depth you have as a man. And we're going to be talking more on that tomorrow on the show, but I don't want to go too much of that. But the concept, gentlemen, is not the concept of what women want you to be. It is a concept of how you grow as a man to yourself and not like anybody else. Once you begin to see the trust that you have right now for yourself is gone. There is no trust. And because there is no trust, you are taught to distort facts about fucking things that you hate. And right now, most of you hate fucking women because you're mad because they treating you like shit. You're mad because they ain't fucking you. You're mad because they're using you. You're mad because they're walking over you. I mean, you fill the lines out. You just fucking angry and bitter. But then you want to go to somebody that helps you reinforce or just help you reinforce the lies that you think about them. When you just have to realize that they're allowed to not like you. They don't have to fucking like you. And if you choose to take them out after they tell you a million times that they're not interested in you, fuck it. If they're going to give you a free meal, why not take it? They should take that fucking free meal. Fuck it. If you're going to pay for that shit, fuck it. But see, that's how it rolls. Let me see, AJ. How can I put my bid in when she's in a group? Dog, it's the same. It's no different. Talking to one, talking to five. Okay, two different kinds of bids right here, okay? So mark this at 140, okay? There's two different bids, okay? I'm going to explain a group of women versus a group of guys. Most of the times you're going to deal with the group of guys at either parties, bars, or clubs. But if you're dealing with a group of women, you introduce yourself to all the women because you don't know who the alpha female is. Now, sometimes alpha female is that big fat motherfucker that thinks she's the baddest one because the most ugliest woman has the most confidence anyway. But she's the one that just gets up and leaves and the pack follows her and shit like that. But you introduce yourself to the whole women. You introduce yourself to all the women, get all their names, and then, again, you push the one from the herd. The one you want, after you meet all the women, you ask the one you want to talk to, can I speak to you for a second? Because here's the thing. You don't know her situation, and you don't know if her boyfriend's sister is there or her boyfriend's cousin, so you got to be careful about that because sometimes a woman might not talk to you because, you know what, somebody's there that's going to fucking fuck her shit up and tell the next guy. But she might go back later on because I've had that happen before. I went to a group of women. I said hi to everyone. I spoke to one woman, and she told me she wasn't interested. Then later on that night, when she was by herself, she pulled me to the side and said, you know what? I love the way that you approached me and came and talked to me and stuff. I'm not used to guys doing that. You know, the reason why I couldn't talk to you right there is because my the guy I was dating, that was like some relative or some shit, so I couldn't really say what I wanted to say to you. But, yeah, I'll take your number. So it just happens like that. But you approach the women. Now, if you are if you see women with a bunch of guys, is a whole different ball game. Do not approach any women in the herd because the herd is led by cock blockers. So if there are three women and two guys, those motherfuckers are blocking you because one of them motherfuckers is trying to fuck one of them women. So they go cock block anybody. And here's the thing. The women trust the guys. So this is where, again, I will tell you because no one teaches you this. And before I tell you this, let me go ahead and put that up because I usually don't put this shit up because nobody's talking about what I'm telling you. So if anybody says what I'm about to say, this is coming from me. It's 100% authentic. Nobody's talking about what the fuck I'm about to tell you right now. So just remember that. You hear motherfuckers talk about this shit, they took that shit from me. Now, with that being said, this is when you hunt the guy. This is not homo, no homo. This is where you hunt the guy. What you will do is you'll wait for one of those motherfuckers to go to the bar. That's the first step. Wait for one to go to the bar. And there's two things you got to do. You got to buy him a drink, and you got to give him enough information to push that woman closer to you. Let me show you what I'm talking about. He comes to the bar. And you wrote, oh, man, dog, what's up, man? He's so much pussy. He's standing right next to me. Man, there's so many motherfucking women out here, man. Look, bro, that one over there, there's just so many women out here, man. I'm talking to all these women. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. What's your name? I'm Steve, man. What's good, man? Dog, man, you cool. And you just start talking to him, right? And you know we get in the bed. Man, you cool. Hey, man, get my dog whatever you want to drink. Hey, bro, what you drinking? Oh, you drinking a Michelob Ultra Cool? Hey, get my dog a drink. Hey, big dog, hey, check it out. When I get a chance to come, if I see you again, man, I'm going to say holla at you. Look, you already done. Your work is done. Your work is done. You've already laid the tracks down because you told them, when I see you again, I'm going to come holler at you. Now, what have you done? You already told them about the women you're talking to, okay? You already told them what you're doing, that you horn around and all that other stuff. But you already bought them a beer, which is a cool thing. Now, that beer is going to give you access to the women because once he goes sit back in that parlor with those women, you go all the way around. Just wait. Give it about 5-10 minutes as you make your way over. You're like, oh, hey, what's up, man? And guess what he's going to do? Yo, hey, Steve, come over here, man. Come on over here. See, he just invited me in the group. So once I'm in, oh, remember, I'm in. Steve, come over here. I want you to meet my friends. Hey, guys. Hey, Steve. This is woman one, woman two, woman three, and this is my friend, John. Hey, guys, it's Steve, man. It's cool. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? I'm already in the group, and all I'm going to do is sit down and work from within. But I know I'm probably talking to one of those guys, those girls he's trying to fuck with. So I'm going to make sure that when I leave, because I've already left, I already set myself to win. Because I've already put my bid in with the chick. She's laughing, smiling, blushing, thinking, reacting, and he's getting jealous and shit. So I understand there's a little bit of heat. I'm feeling a bit of heat over there. So you know what? I'm going to go. gonna get up and say, you know what, I'm gonna talk to you later. Just give me a call. And I'm gonna say, hey guys, I'll holler at y'all later. I'm gonna float the fuck off. Guess what that motherfucker gonna do? He gonna do exactly what I fucking positioned him to do. Because he gonna, at that point, he's gonna start throwing salt in my game. Wait, did that guy give you his number? Oh man, you better leave him alone, man. When I met him at the bar, he was talking to all these other women. He was talking to that woman over there. He was saying he was whoring around and everything. You don't want to be with a guy like that. And that's exactly what I want, because she's going to feel some kind of way. And guess what the fuck she's going to do? She's going to break from the herd. Yeah, yeah. And she's going to come find me. And she's going to have a little talk with me about what I've been doing. And guess what? I'm not going to shy away from that shit. Yeah, I was doing that shit before I met you. And I'm going to do that shit after you, because I don't know you that well. And listen, if you have a problem with me going after what I want, then go ahead and rip my number up and holler back. Well, why are you talking that way? See, it's, guys, y'all don't understand game, man. Everything I do is position. These motherfuckers are going to work for me. He's the one that's going to tell her how fucking much of a whore I am and all the women I'm talking to. And all she's going to do is come back and Paul Revere what he said, what I told him. And she's going to be mad because she's going to feel some kind of way. Because I was talking to other women. But goddamn it, you're right. I'm a motherfucking man. That's what we do. Yeah, yeah. So that's how game works, gentlemen. That's how you position yourself to win. Because she feels like, well, God, am I a notch on your belt? Why are you talking to me? If you're talking to all those women, baby girl, I was talking to those women before I even met you. So what are you talking about? I'm not here to explain myself to you. Listen, baby, if you got a problem with what I'm saying, you know what? Listen, why don't you just go ahead and throw my number away and I'll holler at you later. Walk the fuck away. You know how many times I did that and I got the phone call later on? Why were you such an asshole? Or, hey, what you doing? You know, can we talk for a second? Yeah, what's up? I don't understand what was going on. You know, I thought you were really interested in me. Well, I was kind of interested in you until you started challenging me and questioning me. But then after we get done talking, guys, we're so cool about it, I can move her ass right over to the park. Legs spread your ass cheeks. If I know she closed their legs, spread your ass cheeks, it's late at night and she's still up and shit like that. We get to talking. I say, you know what? Allow me to make it up to you. Hey, you want to have some fun tonight? You want to play? Not something sexual. Just have fun. And she's like, what are you talking about? Well, hey, let's meet up and talk at the park. Let's go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and I'll push you on the swing just to make it up to you for having, because you pegged me wrong. Sometimes they go, sometimes they don't. But what I'm saying is I have moved and positioned. Everything I do is a position that is going, it's already five moves ahead in thought. I'm just getting her to catch up to said thought. And by the time she catches up to that thought, I'm already down past to the next five thoughts. That's how game works. Okay? Hey, E, thank you real quick. I got to say thank you real quick. Thank you, Red, for bringing that up. E, thank you for the super sticker, man. I appreciate the $3 super chat, guys. If y'all got a question, go ahead and call in. The lines are open for 16 more minutes. But this is what game is, man. This is how it works. And it can work for you, but you got to know what's going on. You just can't run into a group of women and just go and seek out the one you want to talk to. Can't just go talk to a woman that's around a bunch of guys. There are ways you can do it where you win. I always position to win. And I want that guy to talk to me. I want her to watch me. Matter of fact, we're so cool. Matter of fact, there are other women that are watching me. See, what y'all don't understand is that women are sizing your asses up when you come through that door. I don't care if it's a bar mitzvah, a party, a wedding, a funeral, a club, a bar, whatever it is. Every woman is sizing you up based off of what the fuck you do, especially with the club. A lot of you motherfucking surface dwellers, y'all come in a club, first thing y'all do is go straight to the wall, creepy guy. Then the other group of y'all guys go right to the bathroom, nervous guy. Then some of you guys go right to the bar, liquid courage guy. So they already know what the fuck you are, but they don't know what I am. Because when I walk in that motherfucker, I talk to the first group of women I see. First baby ladies, I'll go right, nobody knows what the fuck I'm saying. I go right over to the hey, ladies, who's buying me a drink here, ladies? And they can cuss me out. They can laugh. They can do whatever the fuck they want. I've already separated myself from 99% of you motherfucking surface dwellers because I'm in there talking to women and not talking to other dudes or sitting up on the wall or at the bar or pissing and shit like that. So that's, I got to learn game, guys. It's deeper. But getting back to what we were talking about, if y'all got me to check the phone lines, if y'all have any questions, please ask. I got you covered. But as I was saying to you gentlemen out there, as you choose, okay, and this is very important, it has to be a choice. It has to be a choice. But sometimes most of you guys are in a position where you can't even choose what it is you want for yourself, because even if you ask for what you want, you always question, well, I'm just not good enough. I don't believe in myself enough to even get the thing that I want. So you've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to take an assessment. Let me look in the cupboard in my head, not in my fucking closet. I don't want you to look over all your fucking clothes, because there's some clothes in there you can't wear. Because, you know, some of y'all motherfuckers just wear clothes as motherfuckers tell you to. But you can't. I'm not talking about doing an inventory of your clothes or your shoes and all that other stuff. You need to do an inventory of who the fuck you are to you. Am I looking out of the window, or am I looking in the mirror? And if you motherfuckers are honest with yourself, you know you're in the window. You're not in the mirror, because you're afraid of that motherfucker that's in the mirror. You are ashamed of that motherfucker in the mirror. You don't want to look at that motherfucker in the mirror because you think he's a loser, and or you don't want to see your truth. So it's easy to look in the window or out the window, because at that point, there's no accountability at that point. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But you want to know why you lose? This is why you lose. Because there's nothing in you that says, I want to win. But unfortunately, you think winning is talking about other women in bad ways. You think winning is conjuring up words and fucking phrases that doesn't mean shit to do with women. It's amazing how most of you guys out here, you want to win, but the lies that you live with yourself is why you're holding yourself back. Because as soon as you see a woman, you're automatically coming up with a lie. Well, what the fuck? What can I say to impress her? You're living a lie. 251, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's good, Steve, man? I ain't gonna lie, bro. You got me pissed off, bro. Because, bro, I don't even, like, bro, my dad basically taught me everything I know. And I'm finding out now he a goddamn simp. So now I'm a simp. So he created me to be a simp, and I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing, just like everybody else.
No, but you're lying. That's a lie, though. But that's a lie, though. You're not a simp.
What's the lie?
You're not a simp. Listen. Every day, just because dad told you happy wife, happy life, and don't make mom mad and all that, and he's sleeping on the couch and shit, doesn't mean that just because he's only teaching you because he loves you, and he only teaches you what he knows, okay? So I don't want you to be mad at your father, but what you're saying as far as you're a simp, why would you, that's a lie. That's not true. Why would you say that? Why would you say that about yourself?
He taught me, bro, he taught me how to fucking be a simp. He taught me literally, like, how to just pander for women. Like, so that's all I know. Like, it's his fault. I ain't gonna say it's his fault because I listen to him, but.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not his fault. If what you took what he said is true. Sometimes your parents are your parents, okay? And everybody's parents aren't winners, and that's just how it is. And what they're teaching you is what they think is what you should learn. He's just passing information to you. But here's the thing that I learned when I was young. I stopped, once I realized they lied to me about Santa Claus, I said to myself, what else do these fuckers lie to me about? You know what I mean? I'm serious. When I realized there were presents in the all this fucking time, I would leave cookies and fucking milk. And my dad would pour out the fucking milk and bite the fucking cookie and act like Santa Claus and you fucking motherfuckers. So then I asked myself, what else are they lying about? You know what I mean? I'm saying, what else the fuck are they lying about? So I started questioning everything. See, always remember, young man, is this. We're nothing but handed down stories. That's all we are. That he's a handed down story from his generation. That's all you're getting is a handed down story. But who has to say you have to follow the story? Just because they give us a story doesn't mean we got to be in that fucking story. We can create our own goddamn story, goddammit. You see what I'm saying?
Right. It's basically all about me and how I take. Okay.
Well, yeah, because listen, here you go. See, that's all you know now. See, what you did was you took this is all I know as your end result or your truth, and that's not your truth. That's what you know now. That's not you. That's not you. So just because he made you do a bunch of simpish ass shit, there has to be a time as you as a man and a free thinker to realize that you gotta stop going to that man with that guy saying, "Can you help me find my kitty cat? I miss Cuddles. Come in my white van that has fucking blanked out mirrors and shit, and come in my van so I can come on you." You know what I mean? I'm not trying to make fun of that. I'm just saying that you got to stop trusting. That's all I'm just saying. I'm sorry, man. I don't make fun of that shit, but I'm just saying that you got to stop trusting what people say as face value. And see, this is where I talked about a few days ago. This is why you should always have your detective to go do the research. What I'm going to show you guys in March, April, May. In May, I'm going to have you do an assignment to go to your mother and say, "Mom, I love you. And Mom, I'm going on a date. What should I do?" And the woman that has carried you in her belly for 9 fucking months is going to fuck you over because she works for women. You know what she's going to say? "Be a gentleman. Buy her flowers. Buy her a nice dinner. Open the door." The one woman that was right. So that, yeah. So the one woman that loves you more than anything is going, she works for women. The sisterhood. I'm sure you watch. Watch in May. In May, I'm going to show you all that shit. But watch what happens. And see, like, if you don't know your dad or your mom are separated, she's going to say, you know, "Be a gentleman, be sweet, listen and talk and all that stuff." And then what I want you to do is like, "Mom, you tell me about my dad. He was an asshole. He was a jerk. He was cocky. He was conceited. He was all about himself. He never listened to me. He did what the fuck he wanted to do." But then it begs the question, if he was that bad, Mom, why'd you fuck him? Now I want you to say that to your mother.
Right.
You should be saying that shit. You see what I'm saying? If dad was all those bad things, why aren't you with that guy that's nice and sweet and kind and opening doors and buying dinners and drinks? Because, Mom, you want me to do what you think a man is versus what a man is. Yeah, yeah. See, that's how deep game is, my brother. So don't get mad at your parents, my brother. They only know what they know. You know what I mean, my brother? They don't know game. A lot of these don't know game. So all they know is, "Hey, son, happy wife, happy life. Don't make Mom mad. Oh, hey, Dad, why you sleeping on the couch?" "No, you know how it is, son. Mom's just not in a good mood today, so I just thought I'd sleep on the couch today." You don't want to try to tell you how to be a fucking man and shit. So take what they say because they love you, but don't listen to what they say because you love yourself. Take what they say and look at it and go to the bottom of the pot. And detective, "Dad, you know, hey, son, you know, a real guy, hold on, honey, I got this. A real guy is going to take her to Chez Francois, and he's going to spend about $150 on a meal, and then he's going to take her right home when it gets dark because you don't want her out late and everything. That's what gentlemen do, son, right? You fucking cuck." But again, it's your dad. You know, you swam in his nuts and all that shit. So he kind of helped you out get here. So you got to take that into account.
Right.
But, you know, Pops, because after a while, Pops going to start asking you questions. Because if your pops is single and he see you smashing his shit, man, you know, I know some friends got their dads and they smashing so much, they giving pops some of the scraps of the chicks they get done fucking. And pops is like, that's my
boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. It's a whole different ball game out there when you got game, man. Pops, why you, and you will challenge your dad. It's not a challenge. It's awakening. Because you're not, like, once you open and see the game for what it is, and you see mom yelling at dad, you mean, dad, why you letting mom talk to you that way? Boy, what did you, no, mom, you, why are you talking to dad that way? Man, I wish a woman talked to me that way, dad. Dog, man, dad, why you caking? Dad, you gonna stand up for yourself? Man, I'm getting out of here, dog. I can't be around y'all motherfuckers, man. I can't be around you, dad. You cupping, you caking over mom. Dad, you, what? Where's your back? Go away. Let me dig your backbone out of the goddamn. Like she got like the predator ripped his backbone and his fucking skull and his spine is like up in the trees and shit. Come on, pops. Because you know, cause as a man, you got to look at wrong and be bold enough to say something about it. I don't care if it's your mom, right. If it's your mom or your sister or your niece talking to someone. Man, you got to check that behavior. Man, don't be talking to that guy like that. You got to. Men, we got to correct things, but you got to show dad to dad, this is wrong, dad. You shouldn't be sleeping on the couch. Mom should be sleeping on the couch or anything. This is your bed. This is your house. This is your home.
Man, right, your whole house. Like, you own this place. Why would you sleep on the couch? That don't make sense.
Because happy wife, happy life. They are surface
happy
dwellers.
Life.
Right. There, a lot of these guys are surface dwellers. They get a little bit of pussy, they fall in love with it, and they get walked over, disrespected. They ain't even fucking and get treated like shit. And all they doing is rewarding her behavior by buying her birthday presents, Christmas presents, and Valentine's Day gifts. Dad, why are you buying mom those flowers knowing she yelled at you the other day? Dad, give me those flowers and let me throw that shit away. Oh, no. Dad, let me see that, Dad. Give me those flowers so I can put use to them. Son, are you going to give them to a woman? No, I ain't giving no motherfucking woman. I'm going to take the petals off these motherfuckers, and when the next woman I fuck, I'm going to put that shit in the bed while I got her face in that shit so she can smell the petals while I smash that ass, Dad. Oh, son, you're crazy. No, Dad, I'm going to be fucking with these petals. let me take these petals and put them to use because you ain't going to do it, Dad. Your mom don't appreciate you, and your mom ain't going to like that shit. But you know what? Your mom, see, the thing is that your mother's going to respect you more than she respect the husband because you ain't going to put up with that shit. Mom, I love you, but you can't talk to me that way. Mom, I love you. You can't just come over here whenever you want. Mom, I love you. You can't tell me to fix my curtains or do this and that. It's my crib. You can't talk to me that way. Mom, you can't smoke in my house. Mom, you can't keep your finger. Mom, you can't even tell me who to date anymore. And I wish you threatened your love on me. I'm gone. You can't threaten me. You can't tell me that you raised me and I didn't ask to come here. Your job, you were supposed to take care of me and clothe me and feed me and send me.
Right.
What you talking about, Mom? You can't talk, Mom, and I love you, but you can't talk to me that way. I'm my own man. Well, Mom, all right, I'm going to put you on punishment. I'll talk to you in a few months until I check again. If you act the same way, I'm not talking to you. I love you, but I love you enough to leave. Fuck that. That's what I'm saying,
sure,
man.
Sure, yeah, I get the fuck up out of there. Right.
There's a lot of mothers out there that be like, don't date that black woman. Don't date that white woman. Don't date that. Don't you bring that Spanish girl back to my house. Nah, man, if she is blue and got three titties and four eyes, and she go blah, 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 and I want to bring her to the fucking crib, I'm bringing her ass to the goddamn crib. And if you got a problem with that, then we going to get the fuck up and go. I don't have to be here. Fuck them. I'll fuck Thanksgiving.
Right.
I don't even need to be around. If we at Thanksgiving and you yelling at dad on Thanksgiving, I'm gone. I can't sit here and watch you talking to my dad like that. Fuck with it. What would I look like? Sitting here watching you yell at dad. Well, hey, let me cut the turkey. Hurry up and cut the turkey and do this. Did you bring the cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Man, it can't be talking.
That pissed me off.
It's not, Pop, let me talk to you. Pop, why the fuck you let mom talk to you that way, dude? Well, you know, I love, you know, son, I just, You know, sometimes love it so much. You gotta keep the peace and everything, son. So you know, sometimes it's okay to keep the peace and you gotta pick your battles. Hey, wait, son, where'd you go? Son, where'd you go? You know, it's like a puff, like a cartoon. You already gone. Hey man, I wanna hear that shit. Listen, son, you're quite the asshole, but you know what's so cool? When you and your pops go out and shit, pop is like, you know, son, I kinda wanna talk to you about Thanksgiving and everything. Y'all like in fucking Walmart talking and shit. Yeah, Dad, sure, but wait, Dad, can you hold that thought for a second? We go holler at this chick real quick. Wait, so where are you going? Well, aren't you the player? Well, damn, son, I didn't know you. Yeah, Dad, unlike you, I'm trying to fuck. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Hold on, Dad, let me go holler at that one real quick. Hey, baby, look, I'm over here with my pops and everything. He's trying to tell me about all this stuff and stuff, and I noticed you over here. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Dick, Big Dick McGriff. And I wanted to holler at you real quick. My pop's telling me not to talk to you and all this other silly shit. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
Listen, just like nature, always remember the cub turns into the lion, then the lion leaves the pride. He don't stay there. When he gone, he gone, right? He don't look back. He gone. And what I'm saying to you, yeah, he gone. I'm not saying be gone from your parents. I'm saying that this, listen, Mom, Dad, I love you. I appreciate all that you have done. Yeah, I appreciate y'all. But with that being said, now I'm my own man. I live by my own rules. And Mom, you can't talk to me like that anymore. I'm not living under your roof. Boy, what you say? Mom, please don't talk to me like that, because if you raise your voice to me, Hold on, Portia. Let me talk to the son. Oh, no, what are you doing? Why are you talking to your mother that way? Dad, listen. Can I talk to Mom, please? Can you please sit over there and let me talk to Mom the way I need to talk to her? Well, son, I mean, you know, I didn't teach you that. I taught you to be good. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying, man. So what I'm saying is that you got to learn how to stand on your motherfucking square at all times. And if that means losing your family members, if that means cutting them off for a little while, this is king shit. You are not going to talk down to me. You're not going to talk down to if I have any kids. You're not going to talk down to the motherfucking woman. You ain't going to listen. All those motherfuckers are a representation to me. If you talk down to them, you're talking down to me. And we got to stop that shit. Hey, and don't worry, I will get a fucking pot pie from the goddamn grocery store on Thanksgiving and heat that motherfucker up and watch the games in the comfort of my own home, then go fuck with y'all motherfuckers. I ain't that motherfucker. But see, that's the motherfucker that demand respect. You see what I'm saying, young man? You gotta demand respect.
Right.
And just because Dad didn't demand that shit, you just gotta love Dad. Pops is all right, Pops. But Pops, when your nuts gonna drop, dog? Oh, son, come on, man. Why are you playing like that, fella? I'm just saying, you know, your mother's a great one, Pop. Come on, man. She treats you like a dog, man. Son. Yeah, man. But see, that's what men do, man. We don't fuck around and hang out with that surface dwelling shit. I don't want to be around no weak-ass motherfucker. I can't be around weak motherfucker. Man, I've seen, man, my roommate was messing with a girl that dogged him out. I can't be around weak motherfuckers. I just can't be around. Matter of fact, one thing that happened, I can give you a story, but one thing that happened was when you move, you gotta, like, sometimes when you move, the place you're moving into, there's like a stop gap of maybe a week or maybe 10 days or some shit. So I go move in. I ask my boy, can I move in with you for like a few days while they, you know, the stop gap and shit. And I was like, dog, hey, look, I just want the couch. I'll pay rent. I'll give y'all food and gas, and I'll be out your hair. And out of respect, yeah, Deep Water. Hey, y'all need to watch that show with Deep Water with Ben Affleck. I'm going to talk about that in 1 second, guys. But so I walked to his girl, and I said, is it okay if I have women come pick me up? I had a car, but I had the bitches come pick me up. So is it okay if I have a few women come by and pick me up? He said, oh, sure, it's okay. You know, I'm just asking out of respect. I won't have them come inside. I just want to make sure it's okay. So they said okay. So it was like Union Station. Motherfucking women knocking at the door all the time. And his girl was like, damn, Steve, I didn't know you was like that. I was like, what? Nah, I'm just minding my own business. So here I am. I was either playing video games or watching football or something, and they got in an argument. He was going to go outside in his boxers. And his girl said to him, if you go outside in your boxers, I'm going to take all my clothes off in front of Steve. What the fuck? Where the fuck is that? I was like, yo, I got to pack the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. But no, but what and I got you, Buckeye, to answer your question. No, guys, there is a cuck movie like I've never seen before on Hulu starring Ben Affleck. You know, when I see Ben, I see him as Batman. You know what I mean? But there is this movie that I saw Ben Affleck because, you know, I watched the trailer, right? So the trailer is, if you watch the trailer, Deep Water, it's a lie because they at the park, right? Ben Affleck's at the park with his girl, right? And she talking weed on him. And then he take his hands, he start playing with the coochie. And so I was like, yeah, I got the A to B. I said, like, okay.
You turn in, Ben.
I can fuck with this. Ben look like he doing shit. Like he's like carrying over from Batman, right? I'm like, Ben doing shit. And I say this in the term of endearment. Motherfucker, man, that is the biggest cuck movie I've ever. Hey, dog,
Jesus. We
ain't talking that she cheating on him behind his back. They at the party in front of everybody. She goes hug him, grabs his hand. Kisses on him and Ben Affleck is just sitting there. Cuck. Just like, I don't like what you're doing. What the fuck?
Nah, you couldn't pay me to take that role.
Dude. Because he was Batman to me, man. I was watching him fight Darkseid and shit. And
he was kicking ass.
And he is such a cuck, man. He's such a cuck. A cuckold motherfucker is like, goddamn, he's a cuck. I mean, it's bad. It's bad. My God. I had to watch it to the end. I was so, it was like one of those, I'm so disgusted, but I just had to watch it to the end. Maybe at the end he's going to win. Maybe at the end his nuts are going to drop. But my God, this dude, I'm talking in the pool with the, this is like, she was fucking with like three different guys in his face. Hey, and Jeez. The most fucking thing is not only did she fuck with him at the party, she brought these motherfuckers home to have dinner with him at the table.
Yes.
And then took the motherfucker upstairs in the room in his house. Dude, I know. Dude, it was so fuck. I had to keep watching. I was so in disbelief. I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, Deep Water. It's called Deep Water. No way. Because, hey, the bitch was bad. She was a very attractive woman, but God damn it. Oh, no. God. It was so bad. I mean, they're in the pool. See, he's right there watching her in the pool with another guy hugged up on him, whispering in his ear. Oh, my God. Dude. And this motherfucker sat there. Batman. Yes, Batman. Batman sat there, man. And watched all this cuck shit go on. Oh my God. It hurt me so bad. I had to keep watching. I couldn't stop watching it. I had to keep watching because I was like, it couldn't get any worse. It couldn't get any worse than the first guy. Then it was the second guy. I was like, oh shit, it can't even get worse than the second guy. Then it was the third guy. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, Matthew, man, dude, it's on Hulu.
I'm watching
it, dude. Watch it, please. It's disturbing. It is disturbing. Because Ben is a murdering motherfucker, though. But he's a cuck. I don't even know if there's a name for what he's doing. Because his wife is, man, she like, I'm going to fuck around. You ain't going to do nothing about it type shit. And telling that motherfucker, look. He tell him off I'm getting rid of her, and she get mad at him. How could you tell him? Don't you tell him? And then she go running back after him. Hey, look, bitch gave the guy $3,000 out of the bank account.
Yo.
You got to. Dude. Dog. Man. And Ben like, well, why'd you take $3,000 out the bank? Because I can. I'm like, dude, you're Batman, man. Fucking get Alfred to get some chloroform or something. My God, man.
Get the fucking Batmobile. Blow some shit up.
Blow some shit up. Beat up the Joker. Do something. But don't let her bring these guys in your fucking home, in the home. But hey, taking off her fucking clothes, he knows she fucking in the car. He's a mad, oh my, and the motherfucker cool with it. Oh, geez. Yeah, it was,
oh, yeah.
It knocked my cake ass down, dog. I was like, dude, I got to keep watching. I had to watch. I just said, is there another guy? I mean, the wife is just, man.
She was worse than Paul Giamatti on Billions, man.
worse than that motherfucker, man. This is, dog, I've never seen a cuck movie like this. Is, I mean, right in his, in his face, like, what the fuck you going to do? You ain't going nowhere, bitch. I mean, it was kind of like that. And the guys are like, you know, the guys get their dick sucked or whatever they're doing, and they walk away. Hey, how you doing? Nice place you have here. they just talking to him like he was straight up bitch, and he like, hey, how you doing? Oh my god, man. Nah, man, y'all don't understand Batman. The new Batman was good because Batman showed you the detective side. Y'all wanted Batman to fuck people up, but Batman in the comics, he's a detective, man. He solves shit. He don't just beat everybody up. He solves riddles and shit. He got a very deep mind. So y'all missed the whole point of that Batman movie. That was the closest thing to the comic book because he was solving riddles, dog. He was a detective. That's what he did most of the time. So y'all guys missed the.
I gotta watch that new Batman.
Yeah, you gotta watch that new Batman. Yeah, it's like the comic and shit. But yeah, but dog, man, I'm gonna finish up the show. But yeah, man, it shit was bad, dog. Shit was bad, bro. So.
All right, Steve.
Peace All right, man, I'll throw you back in, man. Peace out, big guy. Yeah, man. So let me go ahead and do this real quick. Grab this question. You got any other questions? Go ahead and ask. I know Beaver asked a question. Let me see here. Beaver, let's see, 22. Let me see what you asked. So you asked, should a marriage be the only time you move in with a woman, but then you say she moves in with you? Well, okay, this is the thing. Buckeye, not Beaver. I don't know why I said Beaver. Buckeye. I really believe that you've got to move her in and live with her to see if the two of you are compatible. One thing I always tell my clients that before you get engaged in marriage or married, excuse me, not marriage or married, you sit her down and before you give her a key to your house, you got to lay down the rules. These are the rules. You got to lay down your rules. But it's also something I want you to think about doing that's very important. And I want y'all to, before y'all fall out of your seat, you got to follow what I'm saying because I'm going to teach y'all game. I want you both to go to the bank and get a joint bank account together. Calm down. I'm explaining. Give me a second before y'all fall the fuck out y'all seats. Let's say the rent. Okay, let's say rent, electricity, and entertainment. Let's just say that, okay? Let's say it equals to $2,000. I'm just hypothetically. Rent, electricity, food, and entertainment, okay? Let's say if y'all add it up, it's $2,000. See, what the joint bank account is that you're going to put $1,000 in that joint account, and she's going to put $1,000 in. That's all it's for. Your money is your money. Her money is her money. This is a chance to see if she can handle money. And this is the time to see if you got any bad credit or anything wrong, like bad credit. You owe motherfuckers. This is your chance to pay and clean up, because I'm not going to marry bad credit. I'm not going into bad credit. So the joint bank account is just for bills. That's all it's for, just bills, nothing else. Bills, lights, food, and entertainment. You pay half, she pay half in that joint. So if shit doesn't work out, you're done. Close the account and go your own way. But what's important is you never give her gas money, because while you're living together, you don't need to look at the books because you're not moving on. But if you put that ring on her finger, you got to sit down and look at the books. I need to look at the books. I need to know your credit score. I want to know how much money you owe shit. And then I need a detailed write-up of where, how much you make, and where's all your money going. I'm serious. Y'all got to do that shit. And that's just the beginning. Because after that point, if you get engaged, we got to talk kids. We got to talk college. We got to talk schooling. We got to talk discipline. We got to talk holidays. We got to talk all the, I got to make sure, I was saying to you, you got to make sure that you are one front, because this is the problem with a lot of couples. Y'all just get married and don't talk about shit. Nah, we got to talk religion, discipline, schooling. We got to have an idea of college. How are we going to move? And where are we going to start at as we move? Because I've always told you guys, we started an apartment, but we had a plan. So we started off in an apartment, but the next plan after the apartment was to lease a house. So then we saved up and we leased a house. The next step was to buy a house. And we hit that mark and we bought a house. Then the next step was we built a house, and we built a 7-bedroom house from the ground up. And then the last step where I'm at right now is that we sell that house, and now we're on 4 acres of land way the fuck off and whatever the fuck we at, but it's a plan. So if you ain't got no motherfucking plan, don't you fucking get engaged, and don't you get married, and don't you have unprotected sex with that woman until she has your name, Buckeye. Let me see here. What else we got here for me? You see the questions here. Jones asked a question. Well, the timestamp is based off of the behavior of where you're at in the relationship. Everything that y'all, when y'all have game, and how I teach you as far as game is that you have the meeting and dating, you have the relationship, you have moving together, engagement, marriage, and fatherhood, okay? So every step or every climb has to be harder for her to reach. So what you are meeting and dating, whatever the standard is, you carry it, and then when you go to start dating, it should be a higher expectation that she has to be. And then if you go into a relationship, there's got to be a higher expectation than that. And like I say, if she moves in, there's got to be a higher expectation than that. And then if you get engaged, that's why I got to look at the books. I got to see what you're doing with your motherfucking money. And I hope that you tell me you ain't showing me your money. Because if she ain't – listen, I'm saying that if you have 10 rules and she hits 9 of those motherfuckers, y'all ain't going forward. We don't go forward. We don't go forward because we have nine things and one thing's missing. Mm-mm. Nope. If we can't fix this all, because when I sit down with you, I need to see the books. I need to know where the money's going. I got to make sure you got your credit score up. Got to make sure that you got your shit right. And I got to make sure that you're not wasting money. Because I'm not going to be with no wasting motherfucker. No, no, don't worry. I'm going to give you, you're going to have an allowance. And I'm going to have an allowance. We will have both a stipend of how we're going to spend our money. But all our money, we're going to be preparing for college. We're going to be preparing for our future, because we got to make sure that our children that we have, that they live better than we lived, and we're going to give them a chance to do better things. So you got to look at that like it is, man. So y'all got to be careful about who the fuck y'all get with, man. It's very important, man. Y'all can't just meet a woman and just hook up with the goddamn woman just on GP. And all that bullshit. Can't do that, man.